Abecedarian as an atlas for awakening. Because my stomach is full of water, it means I thrive on what will kill me. Cousinage of a dark room full of pictures and transparent plastic films. Designed on the sites of henna, they looked like postcards for men craving the sea. Every child in this neighborhood learned to hold their breath underwater, for that is how we can survive the memories of the floods. Growing on the corners of our rooms are honeysuckles. Their fragrance herald the memories that kept us up in the night. I pretended to be asleep when Baba made for the sea. Jabu ran the leaves tucked beneath the sides of his ears, since it could not be knitted into a boat to carry everyone whose names were etched on his rib bones. Laying on the floor, I imagine he'll be back before sunrise. My body became a pool, rippled with the belch of a frilled shark. Next time I make it to the beach, I hope to grow gills on this chest that has been a cupboard for a burnt atlas, kept together with pearl stitches that now resembles the flag of a colony that no longer exists. Quilts in different colors kept us from the cold, and they remain an evidence of our hastily packed bags for departure, since no one noticed that we headed for the sea without knowing how to swim. To speak of the dead is to make a pot from what should have remained clay. Under this pink sky, harbinger for awakened graves locked in stomachs, a vagary of prolonged drought in a time when we needed the soil to break. When the wind whistles, I sing along and drum the table that has the xylography of the past I don't want buried on the beach. I continue to yearn for a flicker on the face of the Mediterranean that will resemble zodiac sign for how we may survive, unlike the men before us.